305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is toasty, but Richmond is not on fire. Repeat, we are not experiencing mostly peaceful riots. We're just dealing with the ordinary nonsense, including, I should point out for the record, William Burnett, who you know is running for sheriff of the city of Richmond. He's the last chance to save that agency. It has been absolutely decimated and run into the ground by the current sheriff, Dr. Antoinette Irving. Do you know that 50 of his campaign signs mysteriously disappeared? Oh, no, not to worry. Sheriff Irving's signs are all just fine. A week to go before that election. Early voting is underway. The election itself is a week away. How anybody in the city of Richmond could even imagine voting to reelect that sheriff is beyond me. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. I want to provide a concrete proof of why there is simply nobody anywhere at this point left who believes a single solitary word that comes from the vast majority of legacy news hacks.
Large group of people, it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive multimedia confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people hanging out watching cars burn. God, how judgmental are you? Well, I don't see what the big deal is, Jeff. They set their own damn car on fire. Sure, they're morons, but, well, that's where we get into the details, don't we? Because they didn't set their own cars on fire. If they would have set their own cars on fire, well, then you could say, you're an idiot. And it's not my problem, because it was your car. No. These are rioters who are endangering millions of people. And it is based on their hatred and contempt for law enforcement. Let's be brutally freaking honest about this. You have now proof positive of what the leftists want in America. This is it. Huge riots, attacks on law enforcement officers who committed the crime of doing their jobs. Millions of dollars worth of property damage being done. And again, if you were destroying your own property, I guess I wouldn't have anything to say. I mean, you could sit around all day and spray paint the inside of your own house, can't you? You can. Sure you can. You want to kick holes in the drywall in your house? I'll tell you you're an idiot, but, you know, it's your house. You decide that you don't like a t-shirt you own or a pair of sneakers and you set them on fire in your backyard and you sit around and watch it. Well, again, I think you're an idiot. But okay, it's your stuff. That's not what's happening here. It's not even remotely close to what's happening here. How did these riots in Los Angeles begin? They began because leftists in the state of California for years now have said, please feel free to break into the United States of America. Feel free to violate the law, come to the United States illegally, and instead of doing anything to remove you from the country, we will actually help you stay. And those idiots who are still left working for a living and paying taxes, God, what morons those people are, but we still have enough. We're going to take more of their money and give it to you. And God forbid ICE, the agency responsible for handling the issue of illegal aliens, illegal immigration, God forbid they come anywhere into the state of California. There is a directive in place from the governor, the attorney general, etc. in the state of California that tells local law enforcement, do not cooperate with any federal agency on any of this. Period. End of story. Why? Well, because California has declared itself to be a sanctuary state. Wow. Wow. It's like when Cambridge, Massachusetts declared itself a nuclear-free zone. You had to look at these idiots and say, so let me see if I understand this correctly. You are saying, at the time it was the Soviets, you're saying to the Soviet Union that if, in fact, they're thinking about launching a nuclear weapon against the United States of America, you're okay with them hitting, say, Boston, but your city is a nuclear-free zone, so they would be in violation of what? Some sort of local ordinance in the event that they bombed Cambridge, Massachusetts? California says we're a sanctuary state. We've simply decided we're not going to follow the law. Okay. And what gives you the right to do that? Nothing. Gavin Newsom, who, as you know, is running for president of the United States, has been running. Gavin Newsom says he's now going to sue President Trump for utilizing the National Guard. Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, who's the mayor of Los Angeles, Maxine Waters, another moron, congresswoman who represents a good chunk of L.A., they're all saying there's just nothing wrong here. Well, this truly becomes a case of who are you going to believe? Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, Maxine Waters, the legacy news media hacks, or your own lion flipping eyes, right? You're seeing it. Any shred of credibility attached to anyone, be they on that outlet we just shared, which is Channel 7 out in L.A., an ABC affiliate, or anyone else, Brian Steltler, Mr. Potato Head from CNN, is also saying, well, you know, it's no big deal. It's a huge deal. You can see it for yourself. This is one of the only redeeming parts of social media, is that you've got people with their cameras out taking images, video, live feeds. Let me tell you something. If you want coverage of this, stay away from the network-affiliated outlets out there in L.A., and just go on X and pull up somebody who's standing around with their camera, holding up their phone. There it is. It's live video. It's a live feed. I got news for you. Haven't been in this business now for a long time. You're getting better stuff from those people with their phones in terms of feeds than you are from any of the networks or the network affiliates. So you don't have to believe these tools that are telling you it's just fine, just fine. I mean, it's just a bunch of folks having fun. They're just watching cars burn. What other sort of fun you think these people engage in? I don't know. Well, we're just hitting people in the head with a 2x4. I mean, come on, it's a big deal. It's not your head. It's not your 2x4. So why do you care? All starts with physical attacks on law enforcement officers doing their job. I sit here, as you know, I'll say it again, as an ex-cop 1,000 years ago, blah, 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 blah. But you tell me how you are going to get anybody in this day and age to go and do this job while you have folks like the mayor of L.A., the congresswoman from L.A., the governor from California, and their assorted handmaids in the legacy news media rooms telling you, well, we don't see what the big deal is. Big chunks of cinder blocks and bricks being thrown at these officers. Physical attacks on these officers. And again, you don't have to take my word for it. In fact, I would urge you not to take my word for it. Go and watch the videos. There's some great live video from some of these officers inside DHS vehicles. DHS set up their own feed. Just cameras inside their vehicles, and you can see the bricks and the cinder blocks being thrown at their vehicles. Every one of those cases, by the way, They should arrest that person. They ought to be able to charge him with attempted murder because that's what's going on there. Now, you won't get prosecution, of course, from the L.A. County D.A. You're not going to get it from the California State Attorney General. And I'm not sure what the crime would be on the federal level. I would assume it's interfering with the job performance of a federal agent. I didn't spend any time in the federal system, man, so I don't know what the code is or anything like that. But I'm just telling you, this is absolutely outrageous. So we're going to talk about it. You hit me up, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What are you seeing? You're watching it the same as I am. Are you as disgusted by the media coverage of this as I am? Or have you simply said, Jeff, I didn't even bother watching them in the first place? Where are you getting your information? Are you watching the feeds over on X? Are you taking a look at the live feeds, the Facebook live cast? You tell me. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Oh, and what do you make of President Trump federalizing the National Guard, as he is empowered to do, to go in and take care of what's going on? I mean, it seems to me that's the only option that the man had. And I think it's an excellent option. And I salute him for doing that. And if you have any questions about what Abigail Spamberger would do, God forbid she became governor, she wants exactly the same sanctuary status for criminals here in Virginia as they have in California. $5 million in funding is now coming to Abigail Spamberger for her campaign from the Democrat governors of America. They want her to turn Virginia into California East. Do you want this on the streets of Richmond again? We saw it once, because they're not going to stop in Richmond. This violence would not end in Richmond, I'll tell you that right now. There would be attempts to bring it everywhere in our beloved Commonwealth. It's outrageous. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah! Who doesn't love L.A. right about now? You know, it's riot season. Well, they came through the mudslides and the earthquakes, so hey, it's burn somebody else's crap in the street season. Come on, everybody should visit. You watch what's going on in California right now. I know it's centered in Los Angeles at the moment, but you mark my words, you will see it elsewhere in the state. You've already started to see this sort of nonsense around America. It is breaking out in other places. It is organized as well. You make no mistake about it. How do you think these folks just happened to wander into a location where there might very well have been pallets of bricks? That's some of the reports coming from out there. Where do they get their money to buy supplies? How are they able to travel around and do what they do? President Trump says this is all being financed. I believe with him. I believe him. I really do. I absolutely believe him. I believe that this is the one opportunity that this president has to show everybody what happens when you allow the leftists to be in control. I mean, this is what he's done. He stood back for, oh, I don't know, a couple of minutes so you could see the sort of damage that was being done. And as soon as he had the opportunity, what did he do? Said, where's the LAPD? Well, now, even the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, who, by the way, is appointed by the police commissioners, but it's really Karen Bass, blah, 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 blah. What did he say? He said, look, there are difficulties right now. We're not involved in them, per se. We're not involved in doing any federal law enforcement. But we're not going to allow riots. In other words, he took a stand against the mayor. I don't know how long he'll be there. California Highway Patrol, once again. These are guys who want to do the job. They'd like to go in. They'd like to do what needs to be done. But you've got a governor saying, oh, no, no, there's nothing, there's no problem at all. And President Trump says, look, you may have declared yourself a sanctuary state, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean, but I am the president of the United States of America. And I will not allow rioters, criminals, to rampage in the streets, attacking law enforcement officers and destroying stuff that doesn't belong to them. If this collection of nitwits wants to go to their own home and destroy all their own personal stuff, have at it. But for you to go out there in the streets attacking law enforcement officers, I don't like the laws they're enforcing. Yeah, well, I don't care. No, really, I would like to have a better answer than that. Oh, well, yeah, but I don't care. Well, I don't like the laws that are... Okay, then you elect people who change the laws. It is the job of those law enforcement officers to enforce the law. Hence the title, law enforcement officer. It is really, really simple. And to go out and attack federal officers like that? It is outrageous. It is inexcusable. It cannot be permitted in a civilized society. And either we stand up for not just the safety of those officers, but the rule of law, or we have truly crossed the Rubicon at that point. We have become the Badlands, right? You might as well fire up all that crap from the Mad Max movies at this point. You have to take a stand. There is a line. This is the line. All those men and women who stood on the wall, right? How many folks stood up on the wall, on the line? Hey, we are the defense against anarchy. You're seeing it play out here, and you see the side that leftists like Abigail Spanberger have taken. That ought to terrify you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WLVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's toasty. I mean, let's leave it at that, 87, 88 degrees. We got a lot of stuff coming up straight ahead. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, will be with us at 5:35. By the way, Germ, this is an audible with you, just a heads up. Texting as we speak with one of my friends. He's been on the program before, Rob Chadwick, who is retired from the FBI as well. He headed up the firearms training, all the firearms training for the Bureau up in Quantico. He is an expert on tactical matters, and he is someone who has experience with a lot of these riots we saw about 5 years ago. So I'm trying to get him lined up, Germ. I'm just giving you the heads up here, 405 or 505 if I get something back. If not, we'll get him on tomorrow, because he really, really, of everybody that's out there, has the insight to offer some expert analysis. And I look forward to getting him into the mix. But again, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, will be with us at 5:35. Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on as we speak. City of Richmond decides to hire somebody from Atlanta whose main claim to fame is that he kept their inspector general from looking at possible shenanigans involving the mayor and the city council. Ooh, that's not a good start. But we'll get to that later. I had the opportunity a few weeks back. I'm sort of scrolling through social media, as I am wont to do, and I come across a post from a friend of mine, Mark Jones, and he's talking about this new endeavor, something he's doing that's new. Now I know Mark, you know Mark, for years from Atlas 42 in the West End, the premier event locale, as far as I'm concerned, in Henrico. You know, it's just a beautiful place. I've been there for a lot of events, and I'm looking forward to more events in the future. It's just a great place. But I'm looking at this thing that Mark is doing, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is, because I don't fully understand. Then I run into him at an event. And I say, hey, explain this to me. And he did. And I thought, wow, this is something I want to share with you. So Mark is joining us. I'm happy to say, Mark, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, sir? Happy Monday.
Well, a happy Monday. I am great. I am absolutely thrilled that we have you on the air, because I really just want you to educate some of my listeners in the same way that you educated me. You've got this new activity that you're involved in, and as I mentioned to you, I said, you know, I don't fully understand it. So do you mind just sharing with everybody what it is that you're in now?
Yeah. Sure, Jeff. Hey, also, just so you know, I've got Joe Mormon here with me. He's our director of sales and operations. I just asked him to sit in to make sure, to make sure I don't do something crazy. So Joe is here. Oh. So basically, I started a new chapter in my life as a business broker with here locally with Transworld Business Advisors. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, basically what we do is that we help people buy and sell businesses. We work with sellers to find the right business for them to purchase, and then we also work with buyers to help them find the right acquisition for them. We've currently got a database of several hundred thousand of qualified buyers, and we try to help them find, you know, the right businesses for them to buy. There's a lot of baby boomers getting ready to come out of the workforce, and they're either going to want to retire from the businesses that they've owned, or the definition of retirement, I think, has changed over the last 15 years. So as they look to do something different, we think there's quite a bit of opportunity here. We also represent over 400 franchise concepts as well. For a lot of people, a franchise with a proven model that, you know, kind of you open up a manual and you start to follow is a little bit better fit for them. And then we also try to help folks value their business. A lot of times people think, well, hey, I had sales of X, so that's what my business is worth. Mm-hmm. And what we're and that's really not the case. So going through evaluation, we help them with that as well. So that, in a nutshell, as a business broker, is what I do. Is there anything you want to add, Joe?
I think that's a great description.
Cool. Okay. Now, I need to get some more details, though. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, someday when I, quote, don't have to work, right? I don't have to go someplace and do something, but I kind of want to keep my hands in this or that. I'd like to talk about, revenue. We all like revenue and that sort of stuff. So I reach out to you, Mark, and say, hey, I am interested in a business, but what sort of a business is right for me? Is that something you can help with, or do you say, look, here's a list and pick something?
Yeah, so generally, in fact, Jeff, I'm actually working with several buyers right now, and basically what I try and do is I try to build a profile of the right type of business. Do they want a restaurant or do they not? Do they want a gas station or something like that? And oftentimes it's we start with, well, here's what I don't want, but here's what I do want. Mm-hmm. So it's a process of kind of going through. That process takes multiple meetings because, again, the net starts big, and then we need to kind of narrow that to figure out what's a good fit for them. Do they want to be involved on a day-to-day basis? Are they going to be more of an absentee owner? So, again, there's a lot of different phases involved. But we help them through that process because this is what we do day in and day out. Last year, Transworld had we closed over $1 billion worth of transactions. So again, this is something that we do that's in our wheelhouse, and we like to help folks.
I think it sounds fascinating, and I'm trying to figure out a few things. So you're with Transworld Business Advisors, and Joe, you're part of this operation, clearly, in a management situation. Joe, if you don't mind, do you mind jumping in for a second just to tell me what your experience has been with people who reach out to you and say, okay, I'm at that stage of my life where, and then you help them fill in the blanks?
We do, and a lot depends on where, you know, where they are in that life cycle. And, you know, business owners sometimes forget about a really important step of owning a business, and that's thinking about what that exit strategy looks like. And it's really important because you don't want to build this business for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 plus years and then look around all of a sudden and go, well, now how do I get out of this? So we take these pick a seller, a potential seller, a potential buyer, and we really work them through a journey, as we like to call it, and really help them understand the process, what to do to, if you're a seller, what to do to maximize your value, and help them find the best exit strategy.
You know, it's a fascinating thing. And Mark, I have to remind people again, Mark Jones is joining us, and you normally would know Mark, I think, from all of his involvement, owner operator over at Atlas 42, great place, but he is a business broker as well with Transworld Business Advisors. So Mark, it's not just about me buying the business, but it's about somebody who has spent 25 years of their life building the business. And I have to imagine that at some point, some of the business owners' kids look at them and say, yeah, it's not what I want to do, Dad. I'm sorry. Or it's not what I want to do, period. And there is no apology. Now they got to find somebody else to capitalize, if you will, to take over the work they've done, right?
Jeff, that is a great point. We see that happening time and time again where the mom and dad maybe started a business that did great, put them through college, and that's what they know. But this generation is a little bit different. And a lot of them, for various reasons, want to do something different. So then it's a matter of, hey, we have this business. It's done great for our family. But what do we do now? And that's the moment where if you pick the phone up and you give us a call, we can help you with that process. Right. It's also funny, Jeff, that we have a lot of people that own businesses that don't really understand or see that there's a value to somebody else. So, again, there's, you know, sometimes people just decide to close a business and we like to say, they leave money on the table because they don't realize that, hey, somebody else, you know, is in a spot looking for that exact business. Let us help to put the two of you together and you go from there. A lot of small businesses also have a lot of employees that you know, it's a matter of, well, hey, if I close the business, what's going to happen with them? You know, with this new golden age that we have, you know, happening, a lot of people don't know how to get involved in small business. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you know better than anyone that small business drives the economic engine for the U.S. So the question is, how do I get involved in that? And that's where we can come in and kind of help you with that process. Or as Joe said, what's the exit strategy? And if you don't have one, we need to help you with that. So that's a lot of what we do.
I love this. Mark Jones is joining us. He's a business broker over at Transworld. And you mentioned franchises, because I think that's one of the things so many of us, yeah, everybody's got a dream. I want to do this. I want to do that. And most of the time, just stays over there in the corner. But there are a lot of people I know, because I've chatted with so many through the years, saying, I don't think I want to build something from the ground up. I'm not even interested in, I don't know, a business that somebody else built. But a franchise, man, look, it's all in place. It's kind of plug and play. But you're also helping people get into that space, as I understand it.
Yes, Jeff. So there's two things with franchises. One, again, when we sit down with them and kind of build that profile, again, for a lot of people, a franchise that has a proven system is a much better fit for them. And to be quite honest with you, if you go to the SBA for funding, franchises are much easier funded sometimes than other businesses. So that's, you know, so that's what we do. The other piece is if you have a local business here that's really popular, whether it's a pizza place or, you know, whatever, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, I wonder what it would be like to, could I franchise that? Well, again, that's a whole nother thing. But within the Transworld family, we have a division that's exactly what they do, is that they help you franchise, because if you want to be in all 50 states, there's a lot that needs to happen. And there's a lot of legalities as well. So we get involved with, you know, with helping develop that franchise model to where you can go out and turn your one or two locations here in the Richmond area into 15, 20, or, you know, 30. So, again, there's a lot of value that we can bring to the table that we try to do.
I love it. I love it. Hey, look, Mark, I appreciate you being here. I want you to give everybody your contact info, because my whole goal in this, as you know, when we met and chatted, I said I had absolutely zero awareness of this. I had no idea. I had no idea about Trans World. I had no idea about what you were doing. And as you and I were just chatting, I just kept thinking, man, everybody should know about this. It might be something that we've got folks listening saying, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. So how do they get in touch with my friend Mark Jones?
So there's a couple of ways. My direct number is 804-510-0696. And my email is M Jones. That's Mark Jones. So mjones@tworld.com. And you can also find us at tworld.com/RVA. Okay. And I'd be more than happy. And Jeff, I'll send this to you on email as well. So if someone doesn't have a chance to write it down, but again, the cell phone is 804-510-0696. And my email is mjones@tworld.com.
I love it. You know, I've got a lot of people that I can very easily refer people to. Jeff, I need a doctor. Yep, Dr. Bob Quarles, that's your guy. Jeff, my roof is leaking, right? A-plus roofing, and now I think I got somebody as a business broker, Mark. I love it. So I appreciate you being here. I know we're going to chat again soon, or at least I want to chat with you real soon. And thanks so much for everything that you've done in the community throughout the years, and thanks so much for being here. That is Mark Jones, and Mark is a business broker with Trans World Business Advisors. If you did not know, as I did not know, that there was actually an entire profession devoted to brokering businesses, now you know. And you might be in a situation age-wise where you're thinking, huh, I'm not going to have to go into the office every day, but I'd like to be in a business. That's what he does. Or you've built the business and you're thinking, maybe we should franchise it, or maybe we need to find a new buyer. Apparently, that's what Mark does as well. So great stuff. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. What's not to love? Oh, my gosh. It's car burning season. Aw. If you missed Vandalism Week and you're just lining up now for... Oh, gosh, it's incredible, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to say to Rich on Richmond's Morning News, you got to pick something new. This will all be wrapped up in an hour, man. I wish that were the case. It's not. I can guarantee you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. when you tune in, there'll still be issues related to this. It's part of the reason you ought to be tuning in. We will talk more about this because I don't want this here in Virginia. I'm very serious. This is not what I want for my Commonwealth, my beloved Commonwealth. And I see the Abigail Spambergers of the world. I see the LeVar Stonies of the world. This is exactly what they want here in Virginia. Take a look at the city of Richmond. Anybody who still lives in the city of Richmond, God bless you. I wish you the best. I do. You guys got a bad situation there. Right now, William Burnett, who's been with us number of times, retired from the Richmond Police Department, running for sheriff. His signs have been stolen again. 50 of his campaign signs stolen, and mysteriously, his were the only campaign signs stolen. You want to save the city of Richmond? I can't help you. Yeah, again, Germ, again, just happened last night. If you want to save the city of Richmond, then you have to save the sheriff's office in the city of Richmond. And that means that the current grossly incompetent epic failure of a sheriff, Dr. Antoinette Irving, needs to go. You have to vote her out. You got another week, right? There's early voting now for another week, and then voting day, what, the 16th, the 17th? It'll be the 17th. And if it goes the wrong way, I'm just telling you, you kiss that agency goodbye. Only thing that could save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office if she's reelected is somebody at the state level coming in and taking over. It's the only thing that could be an option. And I don't even know if that's a real option. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Good grief.